right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a commercial.
All right, thank you, Ralph. Folks, we'd like to invite you up to Ralph Stanley's 38th Annual Memorial Bluegrass Festival. That'll be coming up Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at Ralph's old home place between Coburn and McClure, Virginia, the Hills of Home Park. We'll be there all 3 days. We've got a great lineup this year. The Cherry Holmes family is going to be with us. Ernie Thacker and Route 23, the James King Band, the Lewis family, the Graskells, J.D. Crow and the New South, Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers, Paul Williams and Victory Trio, Charlie Sizemore Band, George Shuffler is going to be with us, and just a whole bunch more. Gillian Welch will be with us on Saturday. You can pick up a handbill back there on the record table, and if you can, make plans to come and be with us Memorial Day weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, at the Hills of Home Park between Coburn and McClure, Virginia. We'd be glad to have you there. Now I'd like to mention a few things we have for sale. As always, Ralph's got a lot of good Stanley Brothers CDs and Ralph Stanley CDs, and he's got some you can't buy anywhere except from him. Got them on his own Stanley Tone record label. One is the last live performance that the Stanley Brothers ever did in 1966 in Bean Blossom, Indiana. He's got a live show from 1969 in Berryville, Virginia with Larry Sparks on guitar. And a third one called Now and Then, 25 of his most popular songs. As I said, you can only buy these directly from Ralph himself. Ralph, you want to tell the folks why you did it that way?
James, I'd be real glad to. You see, folks, that way I make all of the profit.
Might as well get the
hand down where the cows can get to it.
Jack Cook over there, my Echo, has got a new CD out called Sitting on Top of the World, appropriately, of course. That's Jack's theme song for the last 40 years or so. He's got that on Pine Castle Records. And how many you got left, Jack?
I got about a half a box, about 16 or 18.
All righty. Well, he's got plenty of them. He'll take care of you. And Nathan's got his albums over there. The first one's called Sandy Ridge, features his mandolin playing, some singing on it. Second one is He Suffered for My Reward. That's all gospel CD. Ralph II has got all his albums, including his Grammy-nominated last two albums. His latest one is called Carrying On, and also the guitar he's playing is number 52 of the Carter Stanley Commemorative Blue Ridge Guitars. And if you'd be interested in that, he can fix you up on that tonight, too. Dewey Brown's got a good fiddle record called Traditional Fiddle. Steve's got some fine banjo picking back there on CD. I've got a new guitar album called Walking Down the Line. Got some instructional videos. Our bus driver, E.C. French, has Ralph Stanley caps, t-shirts, bumper stickers, and things like that. And the banjo that Steve has is the Hills of Home model, Stanley Tone banjo. And he's got number 2 of about 25 that they're going to make. And if you'd be interested in owning that, you can take it home with you tonight. And Steve will have it out there on the record table and give you all the information on it. Good to be here at Skipper's again. Plenty more show left, so just enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James. You know, folks, I played the banjo in this band for 50 years. About 15 years ago, somebody turned me up just a little. I can't hear me. Turn me up just a little bit. I believe this needs to go up a little bit, too. Anyway, I was saying 15 years why Steve Sparkman came along and about 15 years ago and shot me out of the saddle. And, you know, since that time, I don't get to play the banjo much anymore. But the first way that I learned to play it was the old-time clawhammer style. And if I get a request, I still always do a clawhammer song. I started to turn loose that coat, I thought my wife's picture's in the pocket. I just had to put it close to my heart.
And see the picture.